Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Post Show Pre Show.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with clothes? Because everybody's in. Morgan, number two, what are you wearing today?
I know flannel.
Amy's in yoga pants. I'm in sweats. Are you in yoga pants?
No, I have jeans on today.
What's the problem?
Well, we all come in like a slumber party. There's got to be an eventual rule change around here.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah. When we build a new studio, it's going to all be shot for everything online. There's just going to have to be an upgrade to, we just can't come. You know, there's nothing, you have to buy new clothes.
Are you talking to yourself, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel bad now. That's like the one day I come. I mean, I could say once or twice a week now I do yoga pants, but I feel
Oh, I'm not hating on anybody. Okay. Even myself. I'm in sweats today. I mentioned that as soon as I started this segment.
Yeah.
But... yeah.
I've said it before, Amy always looks great when she comes in.
He's lying.
But that's the thing we're going to have to do around here. We're going to have to upgrade our day-to-day look and just wear the clothes that we have that's nicer than just mailing it in.
Dude, that's going to be so hard for Lunchbox.
No, you understand? I wear jeans every single day. I never wear anything else. I'm good.
So is that what counts, just wearing jeans?
Yeah, yeah. What's the dress code
you're thinking? I'm not there yet. I know for me it's going to be a thing because how I want to design the studio, but I'm going to have to do it too.
But you look cute in your sweats.
Thank you, man.
And I'll
really
just stick
cute
with it, and I'll stick with my sweats.
We can't. Morgan, number two, and I can't wear yoga pants because we feel like we look cute.
Also, the yoga pants thing's a bit, like, there's a lot of women wear yoga pants around right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you just follow me here, okay? Because where was I the other day? And
okay, I'm
there were
you.
Like three or four women, they were in yoga pants. And as a guy, you want to look at their butt because they're in yoga pants. But how would you feel if a guy looked at your butt and you noticed him looking at your butt while you're in yoga pants? Because it's there.
Well, I don't know. My husband used to not really let me wear, or he would encourage me not to. He'd be like, you're tying something around your waist, right? Because I would walk to yoga from our house. And he was like, no, you can't walk the streets like that. I'm like, what? But now it's more normal. Like, way more people do it. So I think he's, like, backed off, but...
my point is, if you wear jeans and someone looks at your butt, do you get mad?
Yeah, what's the diff?
There's no difference except there's just more to see in yoga pants. And so, as guys, we look, right?
Of course we do.
Yeah.
What's the argument? We can't help it.
Yes, you can. But then you can say to your brain,
My question is, if you're wearing it, should you be able to get upset if someone looks at what you're wearing?
Oh, no, I guess you can't. But I mean, I don't care. I don't feel like, for one, y'all are looking at me at all ever, because you're not. For two, if I caught you, you need to work on your sneaky skills.
Oh, okay.
My only question is, if you're wearing yoga pants and you catch a guy looking at your butt, how do you feel about that?
I guess
that?
You can't get mad.
That's what you said. You can't get mad.
Yeah.
Okay, Morgan, number two?
I don't know. I still think you can get mad because...
You're walking publicly.
Yeah, but still, that's saying like, if I'm wearing shorts, if I catch a guy looking at my legs, I'll be mad. But like, I don't think you can get mad about anything like that. I really don't.
Okay, so you don't get mad.
You agree with us.
You're not going to get mad if some guy's looking at your butt in yoga pants.
Yeah, I guess.
You are or you aren't going to get mad?
What is it?
I won't get mad.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Eddie, you perv.
Guys need to get under control. Y'all don't have to. You don't see us girls struggling, like, not to stare at what y'all have going on.
We don't wear.
Not y'all in particular, just guys.
Dang.
Not you, exactly.
We're more visual than you guys are.
Yeah,
though,
that's true.
To be fair. Okay, we got to start the show. That's the topic that we started the show with.
Great.
And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, how about this? The dumb debate of the day. Gender reveal parties. Fun or dumb? Amy.
Fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why not? You get to, like, gather your friends. It's a little excitement. You get to come up with a creative way to let the blue or the pink come out of wherever. It's the cake or the balloon or whatever. I like it.
You know, for me, listen, what do I care if someone else is having fun doing something, right? For me personally, I don't think I will ever do a gender reveal party or anything because there's just a disappointment one way or the other. Because you're rooting for something. You're rooting for something. And you have to fake it if you don't get it.
Okay.
I know guys who've had parties and they were so hoping for a boy and they got a girl and they had to do this whole, next thing you know, they're acting, trying to win an Oscar. Like, oh, I'm so happy. But you can tell. And they do eventually get happy.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So, but what if you can guarantee both people really don't care? Can you have a party then?
Yeah. If you have like a boy and a girl already and you don't care, I think that's good. That's fine. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It'd be tough for me to have no baby. I would need to know ahead of time. That's what it would need to be. I would need to be tipped off.
So you could prepare.
So I could prepare. Because I'm not good at faking things. And it'd be like...
And which one do you want?
Well, probably a boy.
Oh.
I think all guys want boys at first. Because we know how to raise boys. We're clueless with girls.
You'd be great with a girl. I think.
It's like, okay.
I think you would.
Okay, I think I... Whatever. But we as guys, any guy here that would want a girl first, and there are five guys in the room.
Yeah.
No, and not because we don't like girls, but because we're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we raise boy.
Sounds like
it. Yeah.
You're like me.
Yeah. You do, I do. I know what you do.
And so far, I mean, Eddie's got two boys. Lunchbox has a boy. Mm-hmm. So now the
and
show's
then Ray, Mikey, and I are all boys.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Lunchbox, what do you think of gender reveal party?
So dumb and lame.
I don't agree with him, by the way.
Can we please quit this nonsense out? Everybody wants to outdo it. Here, let me throw up a balloon. Let me hit a baseball and it explodes. It's so annoying. And I was at one where the balloons come out of the box and they're pink. And he grabs a six-pack of beer and goes, I guess I'm getting really drunk tonight. And went to his room and played video games the rest of the night. Never came out.
Well, he needs to work on life.
that's a good dude right there.
How old is he, 12?
Or is he just really honest?
He's just really honest, and that's why those parties are, I mean, they're just out of control. I mean, stop it already.
Okay.
I'm going to go good, but only if I'm tipped off, if it's me. I need to be tipped off what's inside the cake. If I cut through
you
that cake.
You bake the cake, okay.
I need to know, because I can handle it if I know. And I'll love either one of them. But we're dumb.
You're not going to grab your six pack and go to your room not come out?
I'm taking my sparkling water and going to my room.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. A woman in South Carolina was killed by an 8-foot alligator while she was walking her dog near a lagoon. She was trying to protect her dog when she was attacked. At the MTV VMAs last night, Havana by Camila Cabello won Video of the Year, so congrats to her. And finally, in weather news, temperatures are starting to drop in most places. There's going to be rain in the south again today. Also, watch out northeast. Severe weather is possible, damaging winds, and hail. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Our video editor, Eddie, has two sons, Eddie Jr. and Eddie Jr. Jr. One's 10, one's 4.
Yeah.
And they went to see Christopher Robin, which is the Winnie the Pooh movie. And so who's talking in the clip here?
This is Junior, and then in a little bit, Junior, the 4-year-old, he chimes in with his opinion.
Okay, so this is the review.
All right, let's talk about Christopher Robin, the movie. You went to go see it. What did you think?
It was really good.
Well, Mike D, who reviews the movie on our radio show, he says it wasn't that good. Do you think maybe because he's an adult and you're a kid?
Uh-huh. Like, the first 20 minutes is, like, grown-up stuff with, like, war and work and dramatic.
And what's the rest of the movie like?
It's, like, more of a cartoon.
Like, for kids?
Yeah.
Okay, and who was your favorite character out of the movie?
Eeyore.
How does he talk?
Nice of you to kidnap me.
And who's your favorite character?
Tigger,
why?
Because he bounces.
Is Pooh Bear still the star of the film, though? Like, is everyone there to see Pooh?
Yeah.
Who would you say is the second most famous character?
Eeyore.
What's the overall feeling of the movie?
Sad, dramatic, happy, and funny.
Out of 5 Pooh Bears, what do you rate it?
5 Pooh Bears.
Oh my gosh, 5 Pooh Bears.
Ah. He doesn't give a bad review. Let's be real.
He doesn't give a bad review.
He really doesn't. He said if the movie's really, really bad, he'll give it a 4.
My favorite thing is he thinks that war and work are the two adult things.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, adult things like war and work.
First 20 minutes, pretty sad. War and work.
You know, adult things that you do, Dad.
It is.
Yeah. So there you go. 5 Pooh Bears from a 10-year-old.
That's right.
But Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, you didn't like the movie so much, huh?
No, I gave it a B.
A B?
Oh, wow.
But how many Pooh Bears would that be, though?
Yeah.
If you were giving,
I guess like 3.
3 Pooh Bears.
Oh, man.
What about it did you not like?
I just didn't think it was that funny.
Was it supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
What were the first 20 minutes about war and life?
We, like, joins the army, so yeah. He gets real sad.
Oh,
man. Bobby Bone,
come on. I like this one. These delivery guys were doing their deal. Their name's Jason and Kwame, and they made their rounds in St. Paul, Minnesota, and they spotted a guy hanging onto the outside of a fence right off the interstate, and they realized the guy was suicidal.
Oh.
So they're out delivering beer. He's going to jump off. They called 911, and they stopped to talk to him. And one of the delivery guys says, hey, man, what's up? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm thinking about jumping. And so they talked to him for about an hour. They even convinced the officers to let them continue talking to the man, which the officers did. And they said, hey, why don't you just climb up and we'll go down to the delivery truck and share a beer? And so the guy said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they got a 12-pack Coors Light from the truck. And they went down and paramedics were there, took him to the hospital after we got an evaluation. And they were just like,
yeah, shout out to those guys for just
caring,
being aware and stopping. Because some people might be like, oh, guy on a fence. Bye.
Yeah, or a guy on a fence, he's probably not doing anything crazy.
Right, like, and we've got work to do, so let's just keep going.
Scarlett Johansson's the highest paid actress of 2018. Who else think it makes the list here?
Actress.
Actresses.
Oh, man, I haven't seen my... who is the girl that does is, like, Wonder Woman?
Oh, Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
She made $10 million at number 10.
Okay.
It's all the big ones, though. Reese Witherspoon at number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence at 4. Jennifer Aniston at 3. Angelina Jolie at 2, making $28 million. And then Scarlett Johansson, number 1, at $40 million.
I feel like a lot of those are, like, yes, big money makers, but were they in movies this year? I guess they just continue to make money.
Yeah, the money just keeps coming in regardless. They're just cool.
No matter what they do, they just keep making money.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Chris Stapleton paid tribute to Aretha Franklin at a recent concert in Los Angeles performing Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. Kacey Musgraves initially brought her song Follow Your Arrow to Katy Perry, who was the one who encouraged Musgraves to write the song for herself. Devin Dawson announced his first headlining gig, the Stray Off Course Tour, kicking off November 1st in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm Morgan number 2, that's The Skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Christina was so excited to return to her home in Jacksonville, Florida. She's been going through chemo treatment. She had her last chemo treatment. She just wants to go home. She arrives in her neighborhood, and her whole neighborhood threw her a surprise parade. So she comes around the corner, and there's a parade in her honor saying, "Welcome home!"
Wow. Can you imagine a parade? What? Just a thrilling day for her. She gets to go home.
Yeah.
And then she arrives and Snoopy's floating through the neighborhood. That's awesome. That's a good story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. A man got out of jail and found himself behind bars 12 hours later. He went in, broke into a business, stole a saw, a spray gun, some tools. Only problem is he left behind his jail release papers. So when the cops showed up, they were able to go right to his house.
Wait, so he dropped them while he was robbing the place?
He broke in, dropped his papers, but he got some tools and a spray gun, and he's back in jail.
So you go rob places with your jail release papers?
I mean, if you
shouldn't you when you rob? Just me thinking here. Like all ID, all jail release.
Yeah.
All of that you should probably not take with you.
Social security card.
Leave it at home or in the car or something.
Or just throw the papers in the trash.
Oh, don't get crazy. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Sure. I'll give you a TV show. You tell me what decade the show started.
Okay.
Should be pretty easy. If I said Roseanne, you would say...
90s?
The 80s. First episode, 1988.
Oh.
Wow.
Would have got that wrong, too, Amy.
Okay. Amy, over to you. The Big Bang Theory.
The whatever the decade is of the first of the 2000s.
The OOs?
Yeah.
All right, show me the OOs.
Yes. Good.
Lunchbox, what decade did Seinfeld start in?
Ooh.
What are your options here?
80s or 90s. Mm. There's only two options. It didn't start in the 70s. And I believe it started in 93. So the 90s.
Show me the 90s. 1988.
What?
Seinfeld.
Tricky.
Eddie.
Tricky. Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
What are we? 2018? I will go with the 10s.
2010s.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yeah! Because it's only like, what, 6 seasons?
Probably a little more than that.
Okay.
Probably 7 or 8.
I think it started like in 2010.
2010 is when it started, yeah. Grey's Anatomy, Amy.
Oh my gosh. Like forever ago.
decade did Grey's Anatomy start?
The OOs.
Mm, show me the OOs.
Yes.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Full House.
Oh, man. Rescue 911, I was probably 7 or 8. It has to be the 90s, because the Tanners weren't born until the 90s. The twins, the girls.
Show me the 90s. The 80s.
What?
The first Full House in 1987.
That's crazy.
Eddie.
Yep.
You got to hit this to stay in the game.
Yes.
That 70s show. What decade?
Ooh, trick question. I see what you did there.
That 70s show.
Oh, Bones. I was definitely in high school, so I'm going to say the 90s.
Ooh, show me the 90s. Yes.
Yeah!
Lunchbox, you got nothing, dude.
Yeah, just you two. Sudden death.
All right. Yeah, I understand. I got the hard one.
Okay.
Amy, The Simpsons.
Oh, my goodness. The 90s. Oh, it was the 80s.
1989.
Oh, so close.
Eddie, for the win.
Come on, Bones.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes. Of course. I was young. I'm going to go 80s. 80s.
Ooh.
For sure 80s.
What do you think about that, Amy?
80s.
100%
80s. Lunchbox?
I think Eddie just won the game.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the 80s.
Yeah! Woo!
That's good. Saved by the Bell started in 1989.
I barely made that. I thought it was clearly in the middle of the 80s.
You did?
Yeah.
1989, Saved by the Bell.
Right.
Is Eddie's winning song?
Yeah.
Wake up, wake up. El nuevo down, down. Pa' que no baile hasta amanecer. Down, 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 sit down, 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 sit down, 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 sit down, down, down. Bobby Bones. Lunchbox, what'd you think of the New Orleans Saints and the first male cheerleader?
Oh boy, man. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, what is this guy doing?
The first male cheerleader for the New Orleans Saints made his debut out on the field on the team's preseason first game. Jesse Hernandez, 25, stepped out as the first male Saint-sation.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Wowing the crowd.
Yeah, wowing, all right.
Sporting black skinny jeans, white jersey, and sneakers. He was in the center of the formation, lining up with the rest of the squad, performing classic Rockette-style high kicks and spins. Now, colleges do have male cheerleaders.
Yeah, except for Texas A&M, but...
Professional teams do not.
I've never seen a dance team with dudes on it. So I just think it's a little bit like... When we go to the games, we're going to see the female dancers.
Are you, though? Because I don't even know that I see the cheerleaders
ever.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to watch football.
No, I'm saying if I'm going to watch the dancers, I'm looking at the female.
Then look at the ones that are female.
Yeah, look at whatever you want to look at.
Yeah, this is silly.
He joined the team in April after making it through all rounds of tryouts and to be one of the 34 dancers. He wasn't brought on just to be a dude. It was like, hey, it's open to everybody. I like it.
I do, too. It's
Listen,
fine.
If you find something that you love and it makes you happy and it's not hurting anybody, go do it. Don't worry about people like Lunchbox over there going, I didn't pay to see you.
I mean, congrats on being a sensation, but he wowed the crowd, all right.
These male cheerleaders are pretty ripped up, too. In college, they're big
dudes. Oh, yeah, because they have to, like,
Well, because they
got to
pick
throw.
The chicks up and throw them. This
yeah,
dude's
I mean, think
not
about that,
the
Lunchbox.
Up.
They get to pick up the chicks.
No, I get that. I get that, but this guy is just dancing. He's not picking up the girls.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. You don't think dancers can get girls?
Hmm.
Do you think other teams will follow suit? Or, like, because,
yeah.
you know, the cowboy cheerleaders, they're really famous.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and let's not add a guy to that mix.
Oh, no.
No. Let's keep them the way they are.
Why are you guys hating right
I'm
now?
Just saying, I'm just saying.
Golly, y'all.
Say something funny with the word hater in it. I know you're storing something up over there.
Yeah. Eddie ate some hater tots
okay,
last night.
Okay, see? There
dinner.
It is. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, let's do it. Never Gonna Get It. A recent survey found this does not work in 25% of houses. Quarter houses doesn't work. By the way, doesn't work in my house. I'll tell you that right now.
What?
25% of houses, this doesn't work. Never, never gonna get it. A recent survey found that this does not work in 25% of homes. Let's go over to Amy.
Oh, someone's VCR.
What?
What is that?
What's that?
Video cassette handler.
What's that?
Recorder.
Or recorder. Why do I have H? Oh, VHS.
No. They're a rotary phone. No, that's not it. Let's go over to Tia in Ohio. Hi, Tia.
Hi.
Hey, take a shot.
It's definitely the smoke detector.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
But boy, that's a dangerous one, too. But no, that's not it. Thank you, though. Appreciate you. Lunchbox, hit it, bud.
It's easy. The cell phone.
25% of people's cell phones don't work.
Yep, don't give reception.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Reception. Doesn't give reception.
That's what
a
lie.
Eddie?
The phone jack. Or the old phone.
Sorry, everyone. Let me pull you out of 1997 here as a room, and it's the doorbell.
Gosh, mine didn't work.
Mine doesn't
forever.
Work.
Mine doesn't work either.
I don't even have one.
Yeah. Mine is torn off the front of the house. Like, you walk up to it, there's just a big hole. There's not even a doorbell there.
And wow.
So it's almost 100% for us. Yeah, 25% of doorbells don't work, and that you're never going to get it. Here's Tuesday's top five at number five. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. Mercy, Brett Young. Or as Amy's Creole children sing it, Mercy. Take it, take it. It's a good one, man. Number four, Thomas Rhett, Life Changes. Ain't it funny how life changes? Luke Bryan, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset at number 3. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Jason Aldean, Drowns the Whiskey at number 2.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
These are the biggest top 5 songs this week in country music. Your number one song from Morgan Evans, our Class of 2018 artist. Boy, I hit that one on the head, didn't I? I got lucky with that one. Yeah, look at this guy. Kiss Somebody.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of the cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
Yeah, good for that guy. I talked to him yesterday for a bit.
Is he so pumped?
Yeah. He's a, you know, and he's Australian, so he just sounds happy all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He could be like, mate, I'm so sick. And I'd be like, oh, you're so happy about that. That's cool. He's like, no, I feel terrible, mate. So, yeah, he was real happy. And they had a big party last night. I didn't go because I don't really go to parties on weeknights. But, yeah, I'm really happy for that guy. Morgan Evans, number one with Kiss Somebody. The top song in top 40 is Maroon 5, Girl Like You. It's third week there. I need a girl like you. You guys know this one?
Oh, yeah. I need a girl like
you. Cardi here. What you gonna do this? Then Cardi B comes
so
in.
So good.
Obviously, if she's in it, we know it.
Yeah. Your daughter loves it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Alternative, Weezer, Africa. Third week at number one.
Wow. It's gonna take a lot to take me
away. There you have it.
Sing it, boys.
And there's some rain down in Africa.
That's wheelhouse for me.
Oh, perfect.
As Amy would say, that's right there in my vocal range. Bobby Bones. Yeah. We're talking about gender reveal videos and parties a minute ago. I got a text here. I love gender reveals, especially when they go wrong. From Brandy.
So somebody's into that.
Yeah, I mean, those are funny to me too. I like it when the balloon pops pink and the guy just can't hide it. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh yeah, that's good. Pink. Oh, I'm so heavy. I like those.
That professional football player happened to him recently too. We played the clip. I don't remember.
He was a basketball player.
Oh, basketball.
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a fun. Hey, thanks for all the texts. Bobby Bone, come on. You're a snoozer on your alarm clock, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I press snooze every day.
But
I mean,
why? Why
I know.
Not just set it? I'm going to talk from my heart.
Mm-hmm. You sound like my husband. Go ahead.
Well.
Because he has to share a bed with me, so.
I just wonder why you just wouldn't set it to the time you eventually get up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother him. Mm-hmm. And you two can have some sort of straight stream of rest all the way to that point and then get up.
Yeah, I wonder that as well. But sometimes when I'm setting my alarm at night before I go to bed, I set it so that I have time to snooze.
But why not?
I know. It does not make sense. Like, I just feel like there's two people in this world, snoozers and not snoozers.
And I'm not a snoozer. I don't know if I've ever hit snooze in my life.
That's amazing.
When it's time to get up.
Just get up.
And yeah. It's a metaphor for life. It's time to go. Time to go. Alarm clock. Sun. However you get up. When it's time to get up. Time to get up and go. Why you should stop hitting the snooze button immediately. This is a story that was handed to me. How falling back asleep for as little as 5 minutes after waking up can disrupt your entire day. Our bodies are programmed to go to sleep and wake up at the exact same time. But if that's interrupted by stress, children, a job that you might use an alarm, snoozing jolts your body awake.
Okay.
So when you hit it and hit it again, it's two jolts. And two jolts is not good.
Mm.
One jolt isn't even that good.
Yeah, sometimes I snooze like 4 times.
Experts recommend setting your alarm and sticking to it every single day.
Okay, I'm going to start trying to do that.
Okay, but it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because you do a lot of this where you go, I'm going to start trying to do this, but you never follow through.
What? Never?
Ugh.
I mean, I'm a mom
the
now.
The one, the kids, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a big one now. But like all the stuff, like the bass guitar, the gardening, the...
Those are hobbies.
Lunchbox,
the snooze button's
one?
Not a hobby. Painting.
Sheriff, you're
painting,
gonna be on the
you're
police
be the
force.
Neighborhood watch.
Oh, I still watch my neighborhood.
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm just gonna be
listen, I'm giving you a hard time.
Aerial yoga.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
hard. That was so hard. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I had an accident.
Yeah. My only point is, unless you really want to change something, or there's a reason you have to change it, you don't change. We don't change. Unless there's an absolute reason that makes us change, we don't change.
Well, when it comes to all my activities, mm-hmm. I just like to keep it diverse. But I mean, I can try to not press the snooze button. I mean, I really think it'll help my marriage too. So,
well, that's a big thing. If you're on the brink of divorce,
I'm committed to that.
Which apparently you are.
Because of the snooze button.
Because of the snooze button. Yeah, there's that.
It's a thing.
Just giving you a hard time there. Hey, you can text us, though, if you want. All you have to do is text whatever you want to Bobby, 26229. That's the number. Sometimes people will send me the word Bobby, but that's actually what it spells out. Bobby.
Okay, B-O-B-B-Y.
Yeah, standard.
Text message and data rates apply.
I don't know. There's supposed to be some paper in here, and there's not.
It's like a normal text message, so be prepared for that.
That's what we should say. Yes, you may get charged for that. If you get charged for texting. Does anyone get charged for texting anymore?
No.
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 But man, back in the day I did, and it was like, ooh, sorry guys, can't text anymore.
Oh, you run out of messages.
Yeah, like a long, long time ago, whenever it was a thing, I remember I'd buy whatever the text message allotment was, but I would run out, and I could not send texts, or I would immediately get charged.
Are we out of touch because we don't pay for text messaging anymore, or is it just a normal thing to buy?
I feel like that's the normal now.
Let's ask Morgan number two. She's 12. So what's the deal, Morgan number two?
I mean, I would say it's the norm. Like, not texting has always really been how mine is. Like, we've always had unlimited texting.
You've
ever
always
since I've
had
really
it.
Started texting. We're not out of maybe not the first year, but yeah, after that.
I think it's just part of the, when you're setting up at the phone store, they're kind of, because texting is just the way people communicate these days.
Well, yeah, I know that.
It's probably talking on the phone costs more.
I get, it's all, the only way I talk to people is texting. What if we call this girl who just texted us? This says, hey, Bobby, happy Tuesday. I'm definitely a chronic snoozer. Every night I commit to getting up on the first alarm. But every morning, epic fail. I wanted to offer to be Amy's accountability partner. I know it would make a huge difference. Just throwing it out there. Jessica in Florida. Hey, Morgan, number two, would you save that number? I'd like to contact her. I think the best thing for me to do would be to assign her as Amy's accountability partner.
So my little buddy, and so we check in with each other every day and make sure we didn't snooze?
Yep, every day.
Okay.
For a week.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I want to show you that I can do it. Apparently, I have shown you that I can't commit to anything.
Your kids, that's a big commitment. Your husband.
Thank you.
Me.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Now we're on a roll. Like, I mean, but sometimes it just makes me feel like I, you know.
The smaller things.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little...
But they're insignificant.
Yeah, of course. Let's do this. You recognize this song, right?
Friends.
Yeah. So here's the story with this.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Lunchbox has never seen all of Friends, and he's watching it all right now pretty much for the first time, right?
Yep.
It's gotta be amazing.
Well, he's blown away by the fact that Ross and Rachel were on a break.
Oh my goodness. And Rachel freaks out because they were on a break, and Ross goes and hooks up with that other girl. And she acts like it's the end of the world. They were on a break.
Well, that's like,
I do not understand how she is upset about it.
Who in the room has seen every Friends episode? That's everyone in here, right?
Not me.
So, Ross and Rachel are a couple. I'm explaining something 20 years ago, I think. They break up. They're on a break. Ross hooks up with somebody else. And then the whole argument for pretty much the rest of the show is... We were on a break.
Yeah, and that's like if you ever hear someone quote that, like, we were on a break, it's from that.
So is he allowed to hook up with somebody else on a break?
They were on a break.
Amy, yes or no?
Yes, they were on a break.
Morgan, number two, you're 24. What do you think about this? You're a little different?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't together, so yeah.
My problem with the break is you're not broken up.
Oh, they're what? I consider
on a
them...
break. No, on a break's not broken up.
Oh, well,
on
if
a
that's...
break is just taking a side to this. You know, we're not going to be together right now, but we're not fully apart. We haven't decided to kill the relationship. It's a break.
Wow.
So it's not a full break. So a little bit, I disagree. I think Ross did wrong. I think if he wanted to, you know, make out with another girl, whatever that is, then you need to be broken up. So I am different from the girls. Hey, call me sensitive. But if I were Ross, I would have totally broken it off before I would have done that.
I mean, let's be honest. If I was in Rachel's position, I'd probably be yelling at him, too.
Then the next couple of episodes, it is just so awkward to watch because they go over to the apartment and it's just like, what is going on? And I just think Rachel's crazy. The whole time I'm like, Rachel, you're nuts. You've lost me.
There you go. A review from 20 years ago from Lunchbox for a show he's just now watching. Oh, just wait for I take the Rachel. You talk about the most awkward show in Friends. I can't even watch that Friends episode.
That's like the one episode if it comes on, Bobby has to change it.
Yeah, I don't like some of those awkward episodes. But you'll see. Keep watching. Lunch. Now that the baby's here, are you watching more Friends? You just sit around watching?
Oh, yeah. Because you got all day. The baby doesn't move, sits on the couch, watch Friends.
Are you watching a lot of daytime TV?
Yep.
You still taking your naps?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, the wife takes care of the kid while I'm napping.
Oh, well, then you were right. You still are napping away.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Good Samaritans and rescue workers worked together to rescue two people and their dog. When a truck crashed through the guardrail at a marina in Long Beach, California, it kept driving right into the water. Bystanders saw it, they jumped in, and they pulled the two people, and they said, there's a dog in there! And they went back after the dog and saved the dog. Wow. Jeff Jones, a captain with a boat towing service, saw the whole thing, captured the video, lifeguards, people standing by. Listen, the truck did not do very well. It died. The truck died. But the humans and the dog made it. So, and that's all that matters, right? And that's Tell Me Something Good right there. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bonesha.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Kacey Musgraves initially brought her song Follow Your Arrow to Katy Perry, who was the one who encouraged her to write the song for herself.
Oh, how about that? Like, write it or cut it? Did she, do you know if she wrote it and gave it to Katy and Katy said we'll cut it or what?
She just brought the idea to Katy Perry and then Katy kind of encouraged her to write it and do it for herself.
Or don't. What else, Morgan, number two?
Miranda Lambert says a piece of advice from Dolly Parton that she got and she won't ever forget. She told her to keep going, you do you, believe in what you believe in, and don't take no.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah.
What's that again? Let me see if I could use this in my own life. Go ahead.
She says, keep going.
Keep going. Okay.
You do you.
Me do me. Go ahead.
Believe in what you believe in.
Oh, wow.
And don't take no.
I can do that. I can handle that. It's like a fortune cookie advice. But if Dolly Parton says it, it's worth more.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else, sure. Morgan, over here?
The Eagles' Greatest Hits album has surpassed Michael Jackson's Thriller to become history's best-selling album of all time.
I have a problem with this, is that a best-selling album should not be in the same category as an album. Because I love this record. It's the Eagles. It's all the good songs. They have many greatest hits. But it's all the best hits from another album. Another album. Michael Jackson Thriller is one album. He picked a few songs and this is the record. It is a great greatest hits, though.
Good point, yeah. Though.
But if you do Desert Island and you're like, I'm going to Desert Island, you can't take greatest hits albums.
Yeah.
So, I with the numbers, it is the number one selling album. How many has it sold, do you know?
38 million copies.
So a few. It sold a few records, right? I don't think it's fair to compare that against a record that's not a greatest hits. But what do I know? I do love the Eagles. I did go see the Eagles a few months ago with Vince Gill. And so Eddie and I went.
Yeah, it was
Vince
amazing.
Vince Gill was playing. Okay, it sounded like you went with Vince Gill.
I felt like I did.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dang, you
and I know him, kind of, yeah. Is that it, Morgan number two?
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, everybody. Over to Amy with the Morning Corny right now.
The Morning Corny.
What type of jeans does a shark wear?
What kind of jeans does a shark wear?
Denim. Denim. Denim.
Love it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Hey, Morgan, number two, read me that text from someone about snoozing. This is what happened. Amy snoozes every morning. It would drive me bonkers to be with someone that hits the snooze every morning. And so I've never hit the snooze. Amy hits it every day. We got a text. What's it say, Morgan, number two?
It says, hi, Bobby. I set my alarm for 4:30 in the morning every day and hit snooze till 6.
You got to be kidding me.
Snooze hitter.
Whoa. That's a chronic snoozer.
Amy, this is you. This is another you.
No, I mean, I max press it 4 times. That's at least.
What?
What? That's max. My min is 1 or 2. Like, 1 or 2 is probably what I normally do.
You
but
hearing that's like me hearing you, though. Like, I want you to know that feeling where it makes you a little anxious.
Okay.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, like, I'm freaked out by that. You're freaked out by me doing it a couple times.
She hits snooze for 90 minutes.
That's
think of all the non-rest you're not getting.
Like, that might require therapy. Mine is just a little issue.
Jessica in Fort Myers, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby, Amy, Ray, Lunchbox.
Wow, look at this.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Sorry, Eddie. Hey, okay. Jessica, let me ask you a question. You texted us and we just called you back. So the texting line does work.
Yes.
Was it weird to you to see us call you back?
It was. I was like, can I see your message then? Message them. I have to call back.
Here's what she said in her text. She said her and Amy need to have accountability with each other, right? Because you're a big snoozer.
Yes, huge. This morning was like an hour, and I even said this morning I wasn't going to do it. Set it for an hour early, probably snoozed twice and woke up, changed the alarm time, snoozed again. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, the old change the alarm time. I'm guilty of that, too. Do you just go back in there, you forget the snooze, and you just reset the alarm?
Yes, forget those 8 minutes. I need like 30, and then 8 more, and then 30 more. Oh, it's terrible.
But then why don't you just set up for the absolute latest point anyway?
If it were that easy.
I can admit lack of self-control. I mean, I just love sleep. And I know it's the worst. I know I wake up more tired the second and third and fourth time around. So okay. I know better, logically.
Okay, Jessica, here's what we're going to do. You and Amy both. Today's Tuesday, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday. We'll do 5 days.
Okay.
Jessica, I want to talk to you every morning. And I want to make sure
5 days. All right.
I want to make sure you and Amy don't hit the snooze. Set your alarm to the absolute latest point that you can possibly set it. Don't hit snooze. And when it hits, just wake up and get out of bed and we'll see how your day goes for the next 5 days. Are you in, Jessica?
I'm in.
Jessica, get me your leave your Instagram with Hillary and we'll DM and make sure we're I really before we go to bed every night, we should talk about it and we could send each other encouraging messages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jessica, you're now part of the crew, okay?
Okay, I'm in. I'm here.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't be doing that. You're going to be so rested in a week. You're going to say, man, you know what changed my life?
Time to work, ready to go.
Absolutely. Okay, Jessica, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
All right, bye-bye. There she is.
Bye, buddy.
Jessica. Bye, buddy. Have this. So I'll give you the merch item. You tell me who the artist is, okay?
Okay.
So it's a shirt that says, I believe in the power of positive drinking. Now, if you go to a concert and there's a whole merch table, this person's shirt says, I believe in the power of positive drinking. Instead of thinking. Get it? Positive thinking?
Yeah. Okay. Chris Jansen.
So I'll go to that little place where the good times always roll.
How about this one?
In the glow of the neon.
A coffee cup that says, I'll name the babies.
I'll name the babies. Oh, you. Oh, Miranda Lambert.
No.
Oh, no, sorry, Blake Shelton. Because he'll name the dogs.
You find a spot.
My bad.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Blake Shelton, yeah.
You find a spot.
Still holding on to that Miranda, huh? Miranda and Blake.
Well, whenever he sings this, I picture them together. And she's naming the babies and he'll name the dogs, even though he may have written this with Glenn in mind. He may not have even written this, but when he sings it, I picture him and Miranda. Sorry.
Oh boy.
Miranda names the babies and Blake names the dogs.
Well, there you have it.
Yep.
How about a duffel bag that says home team?
Thomas Rhett.
Yeah. Good. How about a woman's t-shirt that says hate me? Hate me. A woman's t-shirt that says hate me.
Hate me.
Yeah.
Hate me.
Yeah.
I need more. I need a hint.
You won't get it.
Okay.
Jillian Jacqueline.
Come on in, baby.
Well, yeah. Now it makes sense. Tell me
you in- One more. A tank top that says, you look good.
You look good. And you look good all night. You look good. Is it? Am I right?
I don't know what you're singing. It sounds like you're just grunting and snapping.
No, no. I'm singing. You look good.
Who is it?
Oh, so fresh, so fine. You look good.
Who sings that song you're singing?
Night. You look good. I can't think of it. Hey, who's out? Lady Annabella. Thank you. She's like, oh,
will you move to the beat? You don't get credit for that one.
I mean, but I had the beat.
Depends on who you talk to. So in Amy's life, she has a couple kids and they want a dog. How long have they been talking about a dog?
Oh, about 3 months. Ever since, yeah. We had a dog when they got here, but she had cancer and she passed away. I had her for 11 years. And so she passed away in February. They knew her for a couple months. And then it took a couple months and then they were like, okay, let's get a dog. We want a dog.
So you go and you're going to foster a dog with the idea of if it goes well, you then may adopt the dog.
Yes.
So you get the dog. What kind of dog is it?
A Labradoodle. And it had just been rescued and, I mean, had, you know, some issues because of its conditions where it was for like a year. And then when our great friend here at work rescued this dog, I mean, it just needed a loving home. And we were like, oh, my goodness, we want a Labradoodle. I personally do because they don't shed. And I was like, that'd be amazing.
What's that? It's a Labrador and a Poodle?
Yes.
Like they make them do it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah. They breed them. And this dog situation, I don't know, was maybe being set up to be bred, but then ended up just kind of tied up somewhere. And so not a good situation at all. So our friend rescued it. She has a group. She's rescued like over 1,000 dogs. Anyway, everything's always been great. So we go pick her up. I mean, within the first hour, we're all in love. And we're like, okay, yeah, this dog's going to be a part of our life. But we're still with caution because, you know, I want to see how the kids react and we're fostering. Well, within the 12 hours or so that we have the dog, it gets deathly ill.
Yeah, in the like first half day Amy has it, the dog gets super sick.
And by 7, so we picked it up Saturday morning, and obviously we don't know anything that's going wrong. And by 7 a.m. on Sunday, my husband's at the ER doctor with the dog, dropping it off at the vet because, I mean, Sunday morning, we had nowhere to go. And yeah, the dog is still there.
Right now, the dog's still in the ER.
Dog is still at the vet. They can't release her because her kidneys and her liver are failing. She's on IVs. They're doing everything they can. And fortunately, our friend from work, you know, because my husband always had a limit, even on our dog we had for 10 years, a vet limit. Like, he's like, this is a $500 dog. You know, like, even he even loved that dog. And so one that we're like fostering but want to adopt, you know, she has a nonprofit she's created and she loves dogs and she's basically like committed to whatever we have to do to save this dog's life. And I feel awful because it was in our care, but it's not anything we did. It just happened to be while we had her. So I have to look at that as like a blessing, whatever reason. Like, she slept right outside of our door and right when we woke up, we saw her condition and threw her in the car and took her.
What are the kids saying?
Well, the kids are kind of like, where's the dog? We want the dog to come back. They were asleep. And so we don't know the full story. And I kind of told them, hey, we're fostering her. If everything works out and she's comfortable and y'all get along and you're good and the dog's good, we'll keep her. So they're sort of like, were we bad?
Oh, no.
I know. It's a whole thing.
Go get them two more.
So we're just praying that the dog is better. And if she is, we'll take her.
Keep us updated.
Yeah.
Over to Mackenzie in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey, Bobby.
Good morning to you. What do you want to ask?
I remember you talking about the Tinder match you had a little over a month ago, and I just didn't know whatever happened with that girl.
So it was a Bumble match, which, you know, what's the difference in the two, Morgan, number two, in your opinion, Bumble and Tinder?
Bumble is the girls have to reach out to you first, essentially.
And Tinder is where you just get it on.
Hmm.
And so I matched one person on Bumble. And I believe the story was, because I'm not sure how much I shared. I think I was in a very sharing mood that morning. Mackenzie, what do you remember from the story?
Yeah, you tell us, because I don't want to overshare
it. It's somebody else. If it were about me, I would share all the things. But Mackenzie, go ahead. What do you remember from it?
Yeah, I remember you guys were messaging, and then the last thing that I heard was,
was that she made like a funny joke, and then like you showed the room her picture, and I don't know if I caught anything after that though.
Okay, here's what, so and there's an update to the story too. So what happens is, this, I get on Bumble and I match with one person, and I say, hey, I'm gonna go out. I'm doing a show. Charlie Warsham's artist in town in Nashville is really good, and he said, hey, will you come out and play the show with me? And I said, sure. So we go out. And I said, hey, why don't you come out to the show? Because I don't really want to do a date thing. Lunchbox, you were going on Baby Patrol.
Whoa.
Oh, so this is the first time
Hold
for you.
Hold on.
Okay.
You invited the chick?
I said, hey, come, Mike needs this too. I needed to feel safe.
So, it wasn't really like a date.
Man.
Yeah.
So, but what I do, and what Morgan number two helps me do, because Morgan number two is the greatest digital stalker of all time, is we like find the Instagram profile, and I noticed that she was following Amy and falling, but she act like she never said anything about the show. And I just want to know, if you listen to the show, that's fine. Man. But if you don't, like, be honest about it. Because if you do listen to the show, you already know a lot of things. And I'm at a disadvantage because I know nothing about you. And you know pretty much everything about me.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay, she must listen to the show. But then she like eliminated Amy from following. I felt like she was trying to cover tracks and act like she wasn't a listener. And so I talked about it on the air. The update is I got a text from her, a big long text
what
afterward.
What did it say?
She was like, I was not trying to be dishonest.
Well, so what was her,
you cut bait?
Well, no.
I had already cut bait anyway, because I felt like it was kind of a dishonest thing. Just say you don't have to go unfollowing people to try to trick me into thinking something.
No, she was trying to give you the chance to get to know you without radio.
No, then all you have to do is say, hey, listen, I didn't like that feeling.
How much of her text do you want to share with us?
None?
None of the
Not
long
Not even
one?
Like a, like, paraphrase
it, was, it? No, it was long. It was very long.
How did you feel about it?
I thought she was fair in a lot of ways.
Okay.
In that I didn't say who she was exactly.
No, not at all.
But
it could be all the women in the, like, she does not need to be worried about that.
So, and you wonder why you don't have a girl? This is why. You find a reason.
No, that's a reason. I genuinely felt like, why would you try to cover something up? If you're covering things up, then there's an element of you don't want me to know something and you're hiding something.
Yeah, Lunchbox, this wasn't him digging for a reason. If he feels this way, and I know how he felt when it was happening, and it's valid.
Look, I was just excited there was a girl interested. She's a hottie. Like, let's... Man.
The hottie thing doesn't matter to me so much.
Like, you're not going out with an ugly.
Yeah, I know, but I need to be attracted.
What? Don't
I need
say.
To be...
but you're not!
I need to be attracted to them, but just because someone is physically appealing to me doesn't mean I do anything extra to make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to think that way.
Well, guys do have that crazy hot scale thing.
Hot crazy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure there's that. But still.
Ratio.
So, I mean.
Yeah, sure. Hey, is that an okay update, Mackenzie?
Yeah, that's perfect.
How do you feel about me in that situation? I just felt like, there was some misleading going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good sign if it's not even... it's that early in a relationship and you already feel like somebody's hiding something. So I think you took some good steps.
But Bobby, what's a girl supposed to do? Because
just be honest about it.
Okay. So like on air you say how you don't want to necessarily, I don't know if you've said
no,
it.
No, I don't say that.
You don't say that, right? But
I think you're projecting your thoughts onto me at this point.
Okay. You're right. So that I stopped myself. So she just needs to say, hey, I listened to the show, but don't worry, I'm not, like, obsessed with the show. Because that is a valid point. I'm not saying that you say that, but it is a concern that you have of, like, if someone's just going
to
be dating you because you...
It's not so much about listening to the show. That's what it is.
Right.
Like, if it's like, ooh, I want to date the guy on the radio. If they like the guy on the radio, that's one thing.
Okay, cool.
If they're just dating a guy because he's on the radio, that's another thing.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm not trying to find a microphone chaser.
Like a cleat chaser.
Yeah.
Or in college, some girls were called cotton chasers because they just...
What on earth? Why?
You know why?
No.
Okay, so every time you would get invited to a date party, which was like a fraternity event,
or
whatever, there was a t-shirt that came with every event. And so some girls just wanted a t-shirt to the cool events, and they were called cotton chasers.
Yeah, they should drop that one.
Yeah. Should call that something else.
Just call it a t-shirt chaser.
Yeah.
You know, like, I felt uncomfortable just that term. Hey, so...
Okay. I mean, I threw it way back. It's not like I was in college yesterday.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, so true.
When I've dated some people in the industry.
Uh-huh.
And they know what I do on the show. I don't mind that, the show thing. But that don't think they date me because I'm on the show. That's all I'd like to say.
Okay, yeah.
I'm being painted into an unfair corner right now, I feel.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. Did I do that?
You got a big old paintbrush, you know? Sometimes it,
did I do that?
Yeah, who knows?
Man.
I really was trying to be cautious.
Like, the perfect place for you is when you're doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Girls in the audience.
Yeah.
That is so money. You should have t-shirts or something that you throw out to the crowd every
once in a while. I don't have props. I'm not Carrot
Top. No.
Yeah,
like in a baseball game, in between innings, they throw out little baseballs.
Oh, yeah.
You should have a shirt, and inside of it wrapped up is your phone number. And you look at a girl, point, throw her the t-shirt, like, oh, you're just giving her a t-shirt. So no one knows. Then she opens it up. She's like, dang, I got Bones' digits.
Or she opens it up and gives it to her husband, and he's like, wait, what's this?
Yeah, or he throws it to the wrong person, and she catches it.
Yeah.
All things could go wrong there.
Yeah, I didn't get to my point about the guy thing.
Oh, man.
I'll come back.
Yeah,
I
had a point.
I had a whole thing that I want to speak to women, because I kind of am one. Correct. I'm like 18% female, you know?
Yeah.
More than that.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's your percentage?
Probably 54%.
Oh, wow, more than man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I have something I want to say to the... To,
should be part of your new dating profile.
No more. I got off
54%
Bumble.
Woman.
I got off Bumble.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
The Colorado Springs Police Department is celebrating the return of its youngest comrade to the force. So 4-year-old Joshua, he's been battling stage 4 kidney cancer since last year. Back in April, had his dream come true when he was sworn in as an honorary police officer. However, he had to take time off because of his treatments. Well, guess what he just did? He rang the bell, which officially means that his chemo treatments are done.
Wow.
And the department posted a video of Joshua ringing the bell. Obviously, the hallway was filled with cheers. It was just a really special moment. And now he has time to join the force. Do what he needs to do.
Give that kid a gun. That's what I say. Yeah, good for him. I like that story.
Yeah,
that's
honorary good. Cop.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she said, hey, what'd you do? I said, well, my buddy Jared came over, and we played Madden football. She says, oh, you play video games? I said, yeah. He came over, we had fun. She was like, wow. Kind of, you know, made the... She insinuated that was kind of a losery thing to do, right? And Amy's made fun of me for video games, too. That's okay.
Well, the headset.
Yes.
And
But I only headset. I have a friend named Mike who lives in Dallas, and we headset with each other, Eddie. And this is what I'd like to say, because I think that, and mostly I'm talking to women here, like Amy, like my friends. Not all, but just for the sake. Us men, there's not really a comfortable way for us to bond with other men, except through things like video games or fantasy football or golf, because we can't just call up a buddy. We don't, because we're taught vulnerability is not really a thing. We can't just call him and go, hey, Eddie, do you just want to go talk and get a drink? We wouldn't do that.
That's weird.
So for us, and not saying that we shouldn't, but for us, that's a way for us to actually share with another guy. And so whenever you judge, like you did with your face just then, when you made fun of me, it makes me feel not good, because I go, I can't even share that. Because that's how I, like, and Eddie or me and my buddy Mike in Dallas, we actually put on a headset and play the game, but we actually talk about life, and we have these conversations that we wouldn't have if it weren't for whatever vehicle that is that gets us there. If it's watching a game at a bar, if it's playing golf. And you may think that's just us going out and goofing around and, oh, they're being idiot guys, but that's really how we as men can find that little space. Think about Lunchbox and his brother. You guys don't even talk to each other.
No, we don't talk to each other.
When do you talk to each other?
Fantasy football season is the only time we talk. He will call me up, oh, what do you think about starting this player? Once fantasy football season is over, I don't hear from my brother for 6 months.
And does it ever go from football? Occasionally it dips into some personal things because you're already talking.
Yes, because then he'll ask about, oh, how is everything? And then I'll ask about his son. And now that I have a kid, I guess he'll ask about my kid. But besides that, we do not talk. We don't text. Fantasy football is key in our relationship.
So as someone who's kind of a dude, kind of a chick, that's the way that we're able to communicate with each other without one making the other guy feel uncomfortable, because we wonder, if I just invite a man over to have a heartfelt conversation, what will he think? What will I That's what we do. So all I'm encouraging you, Amy,
okay,
my other female friends, and even dudes, and it's not even a fully dude or female thing, but for the most part, the only people make fun of me are girls about this. Like, it's really our way to communicate. We can't just get on the phone and talk. We don't. We weren't taught that was right. So how we'd use other vehicles to get there.
Okay. I can respect that.
That's all I'm saying.
Bones.
That's good.
Thank you. Every guy in North America listening right now, thanks you so much. Now all our wives are going to let us play golf. We're going to go play video games with our friends.
You're making jokes. But that really is the way that we communicate. I'm telling you, my friend Mike Sines and I, we'll play Madden and we'll talk a little crap. But really, it's like, man, what's happening in your life? That would never happen. You don't just pick up the phone and call another dude to talk.
It's true.
Yeah. If that's genuinely what's happening, that's amazing.
80% of the time.
Yeah. No, that's good. Like, I think you need that in your life. So if you need the Madden or the golf or the football, fantasy football to do it, then do it. But Eddie, don't put in their heads that now they abuse this.
But let him say that. That's his way of deflecting it. Because now he's just saying it to be funny so he doesn't look like a wimp whenever he has a dude to play.
Well, when the wives are arguing about, like, we're going to play golf again, it's my way of bonding with other men. Listen to Bobby. I will replay this segment to her, Bones. Thank you.
You're welcome. But that really is a thing. That really is a thing. Okay. And a little bit, I was like, oh, man, I wish people wouldn't think this about it because I was given a hard time because I had a friend coming over to play John Madden football video
game. Well, I'm glad you're able to open up there.
But
that's
he's
amazing.
So right because you would never to go to another guy and be like, hey, let's grab coffee and talk. Like,
never.
That would just sound no way would that happen.
You'd be like, about
way.
What? Are you dying? Like, if that's going to happen, it's going to be hardcore. But, and Amy, you could go to Morgan and she say, hey, we should go have...
No issue.
For men, maybe...
We need to change
my stepdad,
that.
A lot of the time, we're not going to change it. It's a culture thing. This 100 years changes that.
That's how we're made.
But, you know, going hunting with your buddies. You know, my stepdad. That's how my stepdad and I bonded, was that he would say, hey, let's go hunting. And I'd be like, all right, sure. And then...
And y'all talked about sports and music.
And baseball. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
As men... Generally speaking, we need to have something that shields us from this secret cloak of vulnerability.
Like a decoy.
That's it.
This is such a good conversation.
That's all I want to say. It took 3 minutes. I wanted to put that out there because I feel like us as guys, we're idiots and we just go, we won't play golf and we can't communicate that it's about more than that.
Dang.
And you as females go, oh, you're just playing video games. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
And then you got two sides punching fists at each other and nothing's being communicated. Now, with
I like
me.
It. Okay.
Part man, part not.
Yes.
I'll be the one to step in and pull both sides together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything you want to say, Amy?
No, I mean, I'm. Thank you for sharing that. It helps me understand better about where you're coming from when you're doing stuff like that. And I'll be more respectful.
And your husband.
And my husband, obviously, when he has things he wants to go do. And that then know and now take into consideration that that's something that's important and I need to make time for.
Morgan, number two, anything you want to say? Did you learn anything?
I think that's totally valid, and now anytime my boyfriend wants to do something, I'm going to think twice about it.
Just think twice. You don't have to give it to him every time, because sometimes guys are douches, right?
They'll take advantage
of
you.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the sixth time in 3 days, you'd be like, oh. But
he's a Madden bender.
But it is a thing.
Okay.
All right.
It's good to know.
Thank you. Arrest.
Thank you.
You know who Bam Margera is, Amy?
Yeah, he's from MTV. He was with that. They did the crazy stunts.
Jackass.
Yeah.
So... Bam Margera goes to Colombia, and he goes by himself, which is pretty crazy to me.
Wow, yeah.
By himself. Mm-hmm. And so he gets robbed in Colombia. So he goes, he gets in a taxi cab, and he can't talk because he doesn't speak their language. They don't speak his. But the guy goes on his phone because they're translating back and forth, and he says, hey, lay your money in your... And he pulls a gun out of his lap, and he gets robbed. Yeah, crazy, huh?
I took a taxi, a random one, from the airport to here, and I couldn't speak... Spanish, they couldn't speak English, and they translated on their phone for me to read, empty your wallet, as they put a gun on their lap to show it to me. So I did, and I had $500. They let me go. That was weird.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah, they could have, like, chopped his hand off.
Or he just could have not went to Colombia by himself.
You thought that
There's
was
no
kind of the
way,
first problem?
Man. A teen who stole an AR-15 from a cop car was busted because he was on Instagram with it, showing it off. Two things are wrong here. One, don't go stealing things from cop cars. Two, don't go stealing guns from anybody. And let's add a bonus here. If you do, don't go on Instagram showing it off.
Any social media. Yeah.
A 17-year-old was arrested after investigators said he stole an AR-15 from an unmarked Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office police vehicle. He was busted after he bragged about it because he was on Instagram Live.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy that the gun was even stealable. Because, like, let's be honest, the cop, I don't know. Did he leave his car unlocked?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But, again, if I steal something, I'm not going to get on Instagram Live and show it off.
Yeah, but these kids, you know, they're not the brightest.
A failed burglar gets stuck in a bathroom window. A poorly trained Florida burglar who got trapped in the bathroom window of a house is now behind bars. Imagine, here you go. You're making your first break-in, and you get stuck. I always feel bad for the people that are climbing down chimneys because they have to make that call. They're breaking into a house, and there's one point they got to go, I think I can still make it. I think I can still make it. Well, I don't think I can.
And then you're stuck.
Do I have to call the cops on myself? And I'm for sure going to make the bonehead story of the day. Like, they know in their heart that's going to happen. He charges with armed burglary and possession of burglary tools. So, yeah, there's that. I just, if I were stealing things, I just wouldn't be showing it off.
Yeah.
But what else do you do with an AR-15, I guess, if you steal it?
What's the point if you're not showing it off?
Yeah. I've now convinced myself. Lunchbox said he saw Brett Eldridge out on the streets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was walking.
Yeah, he was out walking his own dog. I was like, wow, celebrities are just like us. They walk their own dogs, and he looked real tired. And so there's two things. I now know where Brett Eldridge lives, and I saw him walking his dog. He had a black hat on, and it just, I was like, wow, that's cool. Celebrities, I figure with when you make that much money, you pay someone to walk your dog.
I think you have the wrong idea.
Girl, I gotta why? Get to know
you, he's a pretty normal dude.
Yeah, but he makes a lot of money. He makes enough where he could hire someone to walk his dog.
But
and
why would you want someone to go walk your dog? Maybe
like he loves his dog.
I understand that. But he looked tired. Like, I would rather, maybe he'd rather be sleeping at that point. And hey, I'm just, it's cool to see celebrities doing normal people things. Walking a dog.
Yeah.
To brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy.
Did you stop and say hi?
No, I was driving, and by the time I realized who it was, I was like, wow. And then I circled the block, and he was going back in.
To
where he lives.
Oh, you know where Brett Eldridge lives now?
That's what he said.
I know where he lives. Let's just say that it goes towards the
no, don't say anything.
Don't say anything. No details.
That's why people don't have you over.
Yeah.
You'll tell them where they live.
Like, not even a hint.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, well, he's walking his dog.
Okay.
The Bobby Bone Show.
How do you feel about checking your partner's phone?
Without them knowing?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't do that. How do I feel about it?
Is it against the rules to do that?
I think so. Yeah, if there's a set of rules, you shouldn't sneak and do that.
No, I'm asking, are there rules with you guys? Like, do you not check each other's phone?
We don't check each other's phone.
You and your wife?
Never looked at her phone in my life. I don't know if she's looked at mine. If she has, I don't know about it.
Do you guys have codes on your phones?
I got a lock. She doesn't have a lock.
Yeah, we know the codes, though.
1 in 4 women, 1 in 5 men admit to checking their other people's phones without them knowing so.
Ooh.
I wonder if we get married, though, does he have all your passwords to your email?
That's what I mean. He knows the password to my phone, and I know the password to his phone.
If you found out he'd been looking through your phone, would you be mad?
I'd be like, why are you looking through my phone?
He's like, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just be like, let's talk to each other about it. And he would be equally probably like, why are you going through my phone if I did it in a sneaky way?
Ooh, I'm going to try to trap her.
How's that?
I'm going to put a picture on my phone.
Of what?
I don't know, just a girl in a bikini. I'll just get one off Google and
oh my gosh.
See if she confronts me about it. That means she's looking at my phone.
Why would you want to cause a fight?
Well, no, it would be, why is she snooping?
Sure. Casey Musgrave's birthday today. She's 30 years old. Here are my favorite 3 Casey Musgrave songs. At number 3, Follow Your Arrow. Number 2, my favorite Casey Musgrave song, Late to the Party.
I'm sorry, I'm not sorry that I'm late to the party with you.
Oh, and number 1, from her new record, this is Slow Burn.
I'm all right with a slow burn. Taking my time, let the world turn.
Also, Kenny Rogers' birthday. We were going to have him on the phone today, but I think he's not feeling well.
Oh.
I know. He's 80 years old today. Kenny Rogers, born in 1938. He's had 20 number one singles, over 120 million records sold. That's crazy. 120 million records. 3 Grammys, 24 number one hits. And here are Kenny's biggest 3 radio songs. Coward of the County.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble.
Number 2, The Gambler.
You got to know when
everybody knows this song. You don't have to like country music, you know this song.
Know when to fold up. Know when to
walk away and know when to run.
And then Islands in the Stream, his biggest song, him and Dolly.
What we are, no one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me.
A woman trying to prove she could run fast in high heels, but she was hit by a car while running across the highway.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh.
It's terrible.
Oh. Oh.
Is she okay?
A 21-year-old driver faces a felony charge after Austin police say she didn't stop after hitting the woman, too.
Oh, my goodness.
This whole thing goes...
I think the driver was a guy.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I think he eventually turned himself in, but he pulled around the corner to stop and cry because he felt so bad for hitting someone.
The woman was trying to... This is at 2:30 a.m.? I didn't know this part. It was...
She'd been at the club.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then she told her sister, I can run fast in heels. And her sister
why,
was like,
though?
Yeah.
Why? Mm. And maybe do that in the backyard. Yeah. If you get a timer, we all get this.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an iPhone. Hit start, stop. Okay, Betty, prove it. Mm. We'll go in the backyard, run some sprints.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation.
She tried to run the interstate, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The woman was trying to prove, quote, she could run fast in her heels. The woman nearly made it across the road before she was struck by a maroon SUV and was dragged about 15 yards. Wait.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. She was taken to the hospital.
How is she bad? I don't know how this ends.
Okay, I do believe she's okay, but she did maybe have to undergo some surgery. And then the SUV was sort of, didn't know if it was a hit and run, but he ended up coming back and turning himself in. He didn't want to flee the scene, but I think he was trying to take in what happened.
Wow.
He went around the corner, parked, was crying, like,
yeah,
oh my gosh,
that.
I just hit someone.
He said he made a U-turn, sat in his vehicle crying before returning to the scene.
Right.
He's been charged with failure to stop and render aid. He was not in Travis County Jail. Listen.
The whole thing is just a mess.
But
I mean, it all started with because she wanted to run in heels. So
yeah, and it's not funny she got hit by a car,
no.
But she was so drunk that she's trying to run across the interstate in heels. There's a bit of, okay, that's really stupid.
Yeah. There's a bunch of bad decisions in that story.
But this guy, listen, I don't know if he stopped a corner.
He went back. I mean, I think he was just like, it took in the shock of, oh.
I'm not hating on him. It's 2:30 in the morning. Somebody runs down the highway.
Yeah, I don't know his entire circumstance, but he did go back. You know?
Yeah.
So would you drop his charge, Bones?
No, because I need to know. I need
to see
blood alcohol
test. Yeah, we don't know if he was
drinking. Yeah, I need to see all that stuff. You did hit someone. You didn't stop. So I need to know what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not run across streets testing how fast we are.
In heels.
Even period. I would see people on the interstate going, I'm just going to, instead of walking up, they'll just run across it. And they'll just wait at the median. And that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Those cars are flying. You used to do that?
I used to do that when I worked at Sam's in San Antonio. I'd drop my car off at Discount Tire across the road to get my tires worked on. I'd have to get to work. And I'd run across the highway, 281, right there. Mills, I'm telling you. And I look back, I'm like, I was so stupid. Because sometimes you'd get stuck in the middle, like you're saying.
You got stuck in the middle of the highway?
Yes, yeah, so you're just standing by the concrete barrier. And you're just like, oh, man, when am I going to be able to go? And I did it numerous times.
Yeah? Well, you wouldn't recommend it?
No, I'm not very smart. Not a good decision on my part.
Did you ever try in hills?
No, never in hills.
Do you think you could outrun Amy in hills?
Yes.
Oh, you'd...
Oh, this is great.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
This
you
is
think
great.
No, if you set me up for this, I'll do it, but just know I could hurt myself. Like, I'll do it.
Isn't that everything we do, though?
I mean, yeah, I'll do it, but I mean, I'm just going to have to, like, my knees and my ankles.
Well, what about Morgan number two? Can you move in heels, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I can move in heels.
I mean, you got one that fits my foot. I'm going to need a wide because I know those heels are real skinny.
No, you can't take a wedge. You have to do a heel.
Well, I don't know what the difference is. I just need something that's going to fit my foot.
You just mean the shoe part.
Yeah.
Do they make heel? What do you wear?
I wear 11.
Yeah, they make... Oh, we might have to special order. Because he also probably has like a wide foot.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, sorry.
If anyone knows where you can get a male 11... Or maybe we just get a tennis shoe and glue a heel on the back, on the bottom of it.
Is that safe?
How far are we running?
Is all this safe? Let's do it across the highway, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So Paul McCartney almost got put in jail for 7 years for weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then he got out because he's famous.
Oh, my goodness.
This is part of that Carpool Karaoke extended special.
And in my suitcase, yes, there was some marijuana in the suitcase. And I ended up in jail.
How long were you in jail?
9 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary. Yeah, it was scary. You know, it was the craziest thing. The guard says to me, so-and-so wants to know what you're in for. I said, oh, marijuana, you know. He says, oh. So the guy goes, oh. I said, what did he say? He says, 7 years hard labor. And actually, that was the sentence.
Oh my God.
For what I'd done. I got out because of my celebrity.
Isn't that crazy? Paul McCartney almost went to jail for 7 years.
Man. For that?
Well, yeah. I mean, then and where it was, because where were they? This couldn't. Japanese.
It was okay, oh. Okay. Japanese different prison. Laws. Yes, okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Man, that's crazy.
Over to Morgan number two right now. What do 24-year-olds
care about? So this made me feel really good about myself. I always Google my sick symptoms online, and you know, you think you're dying pretty much every time. Well, a study says that Googling your sick symptoms can actually be a really good thing for you.
Why is that?
Because it makes you better communicate with your doctor when you do finally go in. You know everything you're feeling, and it creates a better relationship.
My doctor goes, stop WebMDing yourself. Yeah. You don't have cat scratch fever. Stop. Yeah, but my elbow. Yeah, but you came in because like your lungs are sore. Yeah, but it says I probably have something wrong with my. I have elbowitis.
You're probably going to have to get your arm amputated.
All I do, it makes you zoom in on a part of the body. And so if my shoulder hurts, I zoom in on the shoulder. And then I just start guessing from there. It's like, which part of the shoulder would I like to further zoom in on? So yeah, so you're supposed to do that so you can tell the doctor exactly what it is?
Yeah, I mean, it just creates a better relationship between you two, and it was done from the Medical Journal of Australia, so that's pretty legit.
Come on.
What?
The Medical Journal of Australia.
Pretty credible.
They're probably pretty trustworthy over there.
Oh, yeah.
In America, we're just trying to get pills. What's the quickest way for me to get something?
Yep.
Okay, well, I would bet a lot of doctors in America would disagree with that.
Yeah, don't Google it.
Don't WebMD yourself. Maybe Google, but WebMD's, that's a slippery slope. Morgan number two, thank you very much. Do you guys all do that when you get sick?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep. Of course we do.
Always.
Amy has all these weird home remedies for things. Amy walks into my office this morning, and she pulls out a lipstick thing, and she's like, oh, yes!
It's a roller tube. It looks like lipstick.
And so I'm thinking, what is Amy doing with this lipstick tube? And then she peels it off and starts rubbing on her belly button.
What on earth?
And so I go, oh, that's no longer lipstick. Or unless okay. Amy's really into something weird. And so I'm like, what are you rubbing on your belly button? She's like, oh, it's a digestion tool. And I'm going, what's wrong with you?
Does it work?
It's special oils. It's yes. Oils.
She's rubbing a lipstick tube on her belly button with these special oils. Some witch doctor gave it to her.
It's a concoction my sister made.
From a witch doctor, probably.
No. I was just excited to find it in my bag because I thought I left it in Colorado. That's where my sister whipped it up for me.
Oh, Colorado, eh?
Yeah.
Is there something in there?
Interesting.
Yeah. It's supposed to be so amazing for your tummy. Yeah. I offered it to you.
Is there some Colorado in that?
Probably a little bit of something.
A little
but it's
sky
fine.
High in Colorado.
Yeah. But that's CBD oil. Like, it's everywhere these days. You can have that.
Oh, so there is a little something in there.
It's a whole thing. I don't know. She's really into it.
Would you go to jail for 7 years in a Japanese prison? That's what we're talking about. Our audio producer, Raymundo, wants to review a movie from the 90s. You want to hear it or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and now Raymundo reviews a movie from the 90s. Raymundo?
Yeah, so I saw for the first time Blair Witch Project from 1999.
What?
Yeah, so apparently these kids go in the woods, and it was supposed to be real. Everybody thought it was real.
I thought it was real.
For years, and then all of a sudden they came out and said, yeah, that was totally fake. Those were actors. Those people still exist. They weren't in that video one time, and then they all died. And so people were blown away at the time. When I'm watching it, I'm like, this is filmed very real. They would have the audio cut off sometimes. Like, I really bought in that it was a real film. But apparently they made it up. They're in these woods, and crazy stuff happened. There was a witch. But it was an amazing documentary. There was, a fake documentary. But talk about dramatic, great for Halloween. The kids could almost watch it, and it really makes you not want to go in the woods at night.
So what'd you rate it?
I rated it 5 witches out of 5 witches.
Wow.
Wow.
That's Ray reviewing a movie from the 90s. You know, earlier Lunchbox and I were talking about Friends, and he had just seen the episode where Ross and Rachel go on a break. And what happens is Ross hooks up with another girl. And this is new to Lunchbox.
Brand new.
And he's like, I feel so awkward. And so a bit we're talking about that. And the question is, was Ross in the right or Ross in the wrong? And oddly, everybody except me thought he was right. You guys all thought he was right.
Yeah, yeah. A break means that you're like, if you're married and you take a break, date other people.
Ooh. Now, I don't know about that one.
Guys, you're proving my point exactly. A break is not a breakup. A break is just a rest.
Huh.
And when you're resting, you're not free to go. You don't do what you're doing. But you don't go do something else.
Oh, because I feel like a break, you're not talking to each other, so it means...
I feel like Ross was in the wrong. Because it was a break, not a breakup. When you break up, you go do what you do. If you're taking a break, you're just taking a break from the relationship. You're not going and hopping on somebody else's train.
Oh, man. And when you're on a break, you're free. You're free to move about the country.
All right.
That's a breakup. But that's just my opinion. And so I feel like Ross was in the wrong, but everybody else in the room disagreed. One-third of teens have not read a book in the last 3 years, which is...
That's not surprising.
Well, shouldn't school make them read books, though, and they're still not reading books?
Oh, yeah. In high school, I read the Cliff Notes every time.
You did?
Yeah. I'm not saying that was the right thing to do, but that's what I did.
You know, it's one-third of teenagers have not read a book in the past year. That's what it is, not even 3 years. And so, Amy, have you read a book lately? A full book?
Imperfect Courage. I was part of this girl. My friend wrote a book, and I started reading it last week. And
you're done already?
No, I think I'm on chapter 7.
Have you finished a book in the last year?
Yes, but they're adoption ones.
That counts, though.
Oh.
Anything counts. Yeah, a book counts.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, I started listening to Amy Poehler's book. I've started listening to a lot of books, but I don't quite finish them. They're all in my book app. What about you?
I feel like I'm always reading something. Right now, I'm reading the Robin Williams documentary, or the bio, but it's like 100 books in one. It's
yeah,
so
you said
thick.
It's so oh, thick. Wow.
It's so thick. But I just finished How to Win Friends and Influence Others from like the 1920s, which is really good.
Yeah, you said, I always find the interesting things from the 1920s and you say it's so good.
Well, the principles still stay. Listen, I like reading. I feel sharper when I read.
And obviously there's Fail Until You Don't.
Yeah, my book.
Shout out. Shout out.
I keep that on my coffee table at the house because I have so many. Is that douchey or no?
No, it's awesome.
So the conversation came up that I have a coffee table in my house and I have a couple books there.
That you wrote?
No, I just have my newest book on the coffee table. And I didn't think anything about it because I just laid it there. It's not to show off, but I guess it could look that way. Is that kind of douchey or no?
You have a lot of people over your house, especially for the Bobbycast.
Yeah, but I keep the Bobbycast book on the table, on the big table too. So that's in the picture.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like if people come over and you have your book on your coffee table... You asked if it was douchey. And
I know,
so
I did. So I just answered the question.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
And you just love it.
Oh, come on.
Unless you just have it out to take somewhere, but if it's like part of your...
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a picture of my coffee table with the book there, as is, and you guys can tell me if you think it's douchey or not.
Okay.
Nice.
Because I never really thought about it until we were talking about books just now.
Yeah.
I do like a good book. I do like, and I,
it's like when people come over.
People don't come over and sit in my living room. We go to the studio.
Okay.
But to be fair, I'll take a picture and put it on Instagram today.
I can't wait.
I got a text, someone asking what our favorite breakup songs are. Apparently they're going through a breakup and they want songs to be able to listen to. So you guys all have yours ready?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Breakup songs. Here we go. I'll go to Amy first. Amy?
Well, I had to go back from when I was going through a breakup, and I've been married for a while. So I'm taking you back to about 2004 when I was finally getting over a breakup, and I just was like, yeah, since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time.
There you go. But since you've been gone. So these are our for real life breakup songs.
And this is one you can like sing at the top of your lungs, and Kelly Clarkson just makes you feel good.
Didn't he say you used to get in your shower and turn the shower on, but then lay on your back in the bathtub?
That was my other breakup song from... college, so probably like year 2000, and it's a great day to be alive by Travis Tritt.
And how would you do that again?
I would just put the song on, get in the shower, lay down, let the water run over me, and I would drown my tears in the water.
Yeah, and then
I would cry, but then I would remember also it's a great day to be alive, so I would emerge from the shower feeling better than when I went in, because that was like my appointment cry.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a song that would trigger all the emotions, and then I would get out feeling better, sort of.
Travis Tritt. He's doing that show on USA with Shania and Jake Owen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't
know
they're
that.
One of the three.
That's
yeah,
cool.
They had actually offered me to do that show. I couldn't do it because some time things, but I think it's going to be a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a pretty good show. And so, yeah, I think that it's Shania, Travis Tritt, and Jake Owen, right? Do you know?
I just knew Jake and Shania, but I didn't know Travis Tritt
Travis
was thrown in the mix,
there too.
So that's cool.
You should tell him about your crying thing.
I've never met him.
I've never laid in the bathtub and had water from the shower come over my face. That's
what?
Funny to me, too.
You're missing out.
Best breakup songs. Morgan, number two. You're 24, so you're probably going to be a little younger. What is it?
Love Myself by Haley Steinfeld.
Interesting. And you listen to this
Yes, I love girl power songs, and this is just kind of like, I don't need anybody else, I'm good.
We got a text asking our favorite breakup songs. Lunchbox, what is yours?
Oh, man, this one makes you feel good about yourself and realize you don't need that person anymore. Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
Check them out now. You ever go through a breakup?
Man, whenever you're missing someone, like, it's over, like, they're not talking to you anymore, like, it just tells you, hey.
I'm talking about you.
Not really. No. I mean,
check them out now. No one broke up with you?
No. Are you kidding me?
I mean, come on. Lunchbox, be for real.
For real?
Nobody's ever broken up with
ever.
You?
Ever.
You just dumped?
I dump. I ain't got time for that. And that's what this song represents.
You ain't got time for what?
Them. Busy spending love cheese. Them, yes. Leave them. I don't blink and need them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's so stupid.
What? Savage. Yeah.
What's up? Amy's trying to go through her wheels of trying to figure out if Lunchbox has been dumped.
Yeah.
I can see what she was doing in her head.
I definitely
is there
am.
One?
I mean, I'm curious what happened to one girl that I know about.
He just told you, love him, leave him.
You don't blink and need him.
Okay, Bobby, your breakup songs?
Do you know what mine is? If I were to say, what do you think my breakup song is?
Oh.
I think it's some...
I don't know. Like, three things just came to my mind.
Go
something
ahead.
By John Mayer, Enya.
Enya. Go ahead.
Enya is like his bathtub song.
Go ahead.
Or...
You haven't got it yet.
Okay. No, I don't know.
But at one time, whenever my thing was iTunes downloads, because now I stream pretty much everything, this was the most played song in my library. Period. Because I would just turn it on repeat and be sad.
Because everybody hurts.
R.E.M. Everybody Hurts. Oh, this is the saddest song.
Take comfort in your friends.
So that was a text asking our breakup
song. Take comfort in your friends.
And he's walking across the cars in traffic. Remember the video?
Nope.
There you have it. Anything you'd like to say about that?
Man, I like how Morgan and I brought like the independent songs like, I don't need you, go ahead, do your thing, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, well, besides, Lunchbox is looking at me like he's crazy, like his song was definitely not even related to breaking up.
No, nothing at all. Yes.
But Bobby's, yours is like the one that's like emotional and
sad.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Morgan and I like, since you've been gone.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Bobby, you know how in your will, I guess, I don't know if I'm considered the medical power of attorney, but if something goes wrong with you and you're on life support, like, I got to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not unplugging you. And now I have a story where there's hope. Like, I'm going to want to keep you alive because there's this Ajax player, 21-year-old midfielder, and he
What's the Ajax player?
Soccer, I think. Is that a team, Lunchbox?
Ajax, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Ajax.
Ajax is what my grandma used to put on stuff.
Yeah.
You get a disease. Okay,
my bad. You know, hard-hitting news here. Well, he was diagnosed with severe and permanent brain damage in July of 2017, and he has been in a coma since that time, but he's now awake and communicating with family members over a year later.
They didn't think he would?
I don't think so.
Wow.
So, I don't know. It's just there's hope.
Did you see the kid that was hit by lightning we talked about? He's like, man, I keep waiting for my superpowers, and they haven't come yet.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he got hit hard by lightning, and it didn't burn his organs up. And he says, I'm still waiting, man. I keep trying. Nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what else?
Well, a Chick-fil-A in Florida just opened 587 feet from another Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're baller.
So it's inside of the mall.
Okay.
There's one you can walk in. But
then they opened
literally
one
600 feet away, there's an outdoor one right next to
in
it.
In the mall parking lot,
and they're
basically
both packed all the time. Because there's a foot traffic in the mall where if you're in the mall and you see Chick-fil-A, you go to it. And then there's the traffic. Well, you don't want to go in the mall. You want to go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I tell you about the mall, though. That Great American Cookie Company. And I, listen, as a kid, that was such a treat because I couldn't afford it. And I'd be like, man, I'm going to save up. I'm going to give me a slice
like a
of cookie.
Cake?
No, not a whole cake. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, for your birthday, I don't know.
For one time for my birthday, I did. It was the birthday when I rented the gym for $25 and nobody came.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I hate that story.
It was awful. Listen, I laugh looking back. I was really sad about that, man. I saved up. Here's what I did, too. I'm thinking about this. There's an old gym in Mountain Pine. If you're new to the show, I grew up in a town of 700 people. Very, very small. And there was a gym that was the high school team played in like the 20s and 30s. And they kept it up. And people, you could rent it for $25. And then you could pay an extra $10 and have access to all the roller skates. So I went and got 4 or 5 volleyballs and bought the roll. It was $35. I bought the roller skates. And then I had 4 street cones, and we were going to play volleyball hockey with the roller skates. Nobody came to my birthday party. It sucked.
Okay, here's the thing.
I was like 11 or 12, and I mowed yards to save up, and then nobody came. Maybe one person showed up, but like none of my friends. I guess I didn't have any friends. You know? What do you know? And I laugh now, but here's the thing. That happened to me, so I try to make sure that it happened to other people. So I try to do things, you know, away from this show to help out as much as I can in areas like that. But man, that hurts a little bit. Thinking about that, not about me. To think of some other kid going through that sucks. That's where it bothers me.
Yeah.
I was just confused then. I was like, man, I bought street cones and nobody's coming to my birthday party.
Something just came to my head when you were saying it, and it might be weird and a bad idea, and you might be like, no, but what if for your next birthday we reenact that party?
I would be up for it. My problem is I like my ACL and my legs.
Yeah, you don't want to get
hurt. I'm just afraid I would hurt myself. I'm up for it.
Okay.
And I think that would be fun, but you're putting a bunch of adults in their 30s on roller skates, and we get really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not if anyone's going to get injured. It's which person's it going to be.
I went to a roller skating party as an adult, and the birthday girl broke her ankle because she had always wanted a roller skating party. And
we're older, guys. Time works.
It was bad.
The other thing is that Lunchbox's wife went to the trampoline park.
Oh, gosh.
And this is before they were married, right?
Yeah, we were dating, and we go to the trampoline park, all the rage, and we go, and we sign the waivers, and we are there for 4 jumps. 4 jumps before my wife is so uncoordinated that she can't bounce on a trampoline, and she lands on, like, the side piece and rolls her ankle. It swells up real big, and we're there with a big group of people. And I'm just going, do I have to leave now?
And did you?
Yes, I ended up having to leave because I asked my buddy Garrett, I was like, you think she can just sit off to the side and we can still jump?
She was in pain. Her ankle got so big.
It was swollen for a couple months. But I was like 4 jumps in. Some of the people we were with hadn't even finished their waivers, and we were already carrying her to the car. Oh, man. You want to talk about ruining it? She'll never go back.
Because you won't let her, or she's scared?
No, she won't go back.
Oh. I thought he was, he had omitted that from their life.
If you want to text us for any reason, send your message to 26229. It comes right to the studio. Standard message and data rates apply. That's all the time. Anytime we're talking about something, text us to 26229. Other words, that spells Bobby. So 26229. Standard message and data rates apply. What else, Sam?
Kim Kardashian was seen eating at a restaurant while her daughter North ate at a separate table with her nanny. But if you're seeing that and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's so weird. Why would she put her kid at a different table with the nanny? I sort of feel bad for Kim here. She arranged it that way because she was being hounded by the paparazzi and she didn't want them getting pictures of North. So she was like, hey, I'm going to sit here. Let's eat. You go, nanny, you take, North over here. So that way she's not in the photos. So makes sense.
I saw a story about Kim Kardashian, then when she's in a car and they stop at a red light, her security in the car behind her have to get out and surround her car because people will run up to the car.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Wow. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. Around the room, what's going on today, Amy?
I'm helping a friend with a podcast and I'll work out and then hang with the kids.
What's their bedtime?
Oh, we're trying for 8 p.m. now.
You don't have a strict rule?
Well, we were doing 8:30, but I'm bumping it to 8 p.m. because apparently, not there when they wake up, but they're waking up tired. So, sorry, kids.
Don't you always wake up tired, though? If I can just be the advocate for the kids.
Yeah.
You always wake up tired.
They need a lot of sleep. They're kids. They're
but
growing.
Can you really force someone to go to sleep? I have some pills for them.
What are they? I don't know.
They don't need them.
Yeah, they don't need pills.
Lunchbox.
I'm going to be crushing a nap today. I was up late last night.
Doing what?
Watching.
Oh. He said watching.
Watching Bachelor in Paradise.
Not the baby.
No. Baby was already asleep. Baby sleeps 99% of the day, so it goes to bed whenever.
Except for when it wakes up, you...
I mean, I talk to it.
Okay. I thought you meant your wife does it all.
So it doesn't cry all the time?
No.
You got lucky with that one.
Well, I think it's still so young. It's learning how to cry. Like, he doesn't have tear ducts yet because he's still a week out from being supposed to be
Why
born.
Why did you look at your watch? You're not wearing a watch.
He always does that.
It just makes me feel comfortable when I look at my watch. I can remember.
But you don't have a watch on.
Well, my fake watch, it makes me be able to remember what day it is and what time it is.
Interesting. So you're gonna get a nap today.
I'm gonna get a nap, and you know, and then Bachelor in Paradise tonight again. It's two nights every week. It's 2 hours every night.
That's a lot. That's like a movie each night.
Yeah.
I was gonna try to watch an episode of Handmaid's Tale last night. I had dinner last night with a friend, and I was like, I cannot commit myself to 50 minutes of something. And the Lunchbox is watching a 7-hour episode of Bachelor in
Paradise. Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was on Netflix too, and there was a documentary about George Harrison. I was like, this is interesting because he's a Beatle that most people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only four of them, most people know all the Beatles. And they had a pretty significant career, more so than Ringo, but he's dead. But I was like, I'm going to watch this. I was going to text Eddie about it. I said, hey, Eddie, there's a George. And I was like, it's 3 hours and 50 minutes.
What?
There's a Tom Petty documentary. That one's like.
Maybe 3.5.
Yeah, it could be four
Maybe
hours.
Four.
Yeah.
But it's what? So good.
Yeah.
The Tom Petty one's really good.
So Eddie and I were trying to debate on if one of us would watch it and tell the other one if it was good.
Yeah,
the,
Bones, I think you should watch it
the
for
George
sure.
The George Harrison one.
So you said George Harrison is dead?
Yes. George Harrison is dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Paul is alive. Ringo is alive. John Lennon's dead. And George Harrison's dead.
What does that other guy do? The one that you said, the one I didn't, Ringo. Is he still doing anything? Or
yeah, but he's also, he wasn't the most Beatle of the Beatles. They had another Beatle, Pete Best was the original drummer, but he was too good looking, so they basically kicked him out of the band. And they,
oh, then you told me that Ringo guy was not good enough that they would go in and do the drums.
Paul McCartney would go in and play but this
did they just not want to hurt his feelings?
No, what do you mean? But Amy, here's the thing too about the Beach Boys. They never played on the records. The only one that played was Brian Wilson. They brought in another group to play. The Beach Boys would go out and tour. The Beach Boys, they'd have people in the studio making all the records. And so...
What?
The country artists, their band don't play on... Their band doesn't play on records.
People have told us that before, that they bring in studio people are different.
They bring in super technical musicians to play on records.
I'm so confused.
Why? Well,
why would you not have them out on the road with you if they're the best?
Because they sit and they make all their money staying at home because they're the super elite. Why would you go tour if you can make the same money staying at home? Chicks don't need them. They're married. Boom. Maybe they do need them extra. Then.
Oh,
I don't know. Anyway,
loan.
Yeah, well, it's a whole thing.
I'm so. That's just crazy.
Yeah,
it makes sense if you really think about it.
He is. That's why
I'm really, thinking about it.
Hey, thanks for hanging. We'll see y'all Wednesday. Bye.
Bobby Bones.
You can find us on Facebook too at Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.